The Man Booker International Prize for Fiction came out this week, and South Korean writer Han Kang got the brass ring for her novel The Vegetarian. It's about a woman who believes she is turning into a tree. Critics have called the story lyrical and lacerating. It's also pretty erotic. But the thing many people are talking about isn't necessarily the book itself. It's the translator, Deborah Smith, 28 years old, and she only started learning Korean 6 years ago. Deborah Smith joins me from our studios at our BBC Partners in London. Deborah, I got to ask you, you understood zero Korean, and now 6 years later, you are the English translator of a Korean novel that wins the Man Booker Prize. How'd you do it?
If you're asking for the secret, then I'm afraid I'm as ignorant as you are.
I was actually asking for the secret.
Yeah, actually, it was in 2013 that I translated the book, because publishing has a pretty big lag time, and even longer if you factor in translation. So that was only 3 years after I'd first started teaching myself Korean. And looking back now, it feels like I must have looked up almost every other word in the dictionary. That's probably an exaggeration, but that's definitely what it felt like at the time. It was a bit like climbing a mountain.
It must have been challenging. I mean, or maybe looking up every word in the dictionary was some kind of proper method.
Well, I definitely think that, you know, not being a native Korean speaker and not having learned it for very long, I really knew that I needed to double check everything and to be extra careful, and also to, you know, question the sort of dictionary translations of certain terms. You know, okay, this is the literal equivalent, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's the right word to use if you're aiming for some kind of literary effect. So I think that sort of rigor definitely helped me.
Yeah, how did you do that? I mean, you weren't living in Korea, were you, when you were translating this?
No, I wasn't. I was living in London pretty much all of the time, although I have visited Korea maybe 6 or 7 times now. Mm-hmm. And my Korean always gets a little bit better when I'm there, but I'm never sort of there for long enough for it to really get good.
Did you have like a little brain trust of Koreans that you could turn to and say, hey, does this really mean that?
I had one Korean friend who imposed myself upon to ask her many annoying questions about what certain things meant. I was studying for a PhD at the time, and she was studying with me. And she was usually happy to help out, although she did then get me to proofread all of her coursework as well.
Wow. What have you heard from Koreans in the UK who've read your translation? I mean, can they tell you were not a native speaker until a few years ago?
No, I don't think so. I mean, nobody's really commented on that from having read it. People certainly talk about it from, you know, hearing my story through other channels. But the strength of the translation and the skill of a literary translation is how well you know the target language, not really how well you know the source language. If you don't know a certain word, dictionaries exist, the internet exists, native speaker friends exist. But if you don't know how to use English, and if you don't know how to recreate a certain style or a tone or a voice, which you learn from reading, which I've been, in that case, I'm overqualified. I read, you know, a couple of hundred books a year, and I have done for as long as I can remember. So I think on that end, I was pretty confident.
Do you think that if it weren't for you, Han Kang wouldn't have won the Man Booker Prize?
That's a very difficult question to answer.
I mean, it sounds like the answer is yes. And if you're being modest, you might as well just let that one go.
It's just, I don't know. It didn't happen that way. It's not as though I'm the only Korean to English translator in the world. That's absolutely not the case. But obviously, it's a fantastic book in its own right. And the Korean version is stunning, which is what I thought when I first read it.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you finally why you like the book. What was it about The Vegetarian that made you feel so strongly that it needed translation and you would do it?
I think it's one of those books where you can really see what is exciting about contemporary Korean literature, which is that it is quite distinctive from a lot of other countries. And this book in particular was originally written as 3 separate novellas, and then combined into what's called a linked novel, which was something I'd never come across in anything else I'd read. And I thought that was kind of the point of translation, to make something available in a language or a culture that is new and that wasn't there before.
Deborah Smith, the translator of the novel The Vegetarian by South Korean novelist Han Kang. The novel won the Man Booker International Prize for Fiction this week. Deborah, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.